Rob, anybody, and Dawn, if they were guide dogs for the blind, you'd all be dead by now. Back to Rad Radio.
We got a couple of responses already. Why did I see a UPS truck going the opposite direction of me at 3:15 a.m. this morning? Something I've never seen in 25 years that I've noticed of driving to and from work in similar commute styles. And it's on a rural road. And I just thought, is there a legitimate reason for this? Now, a couple people have written in with similar storylines. One thing, you know, came up of it seems like all sorts of services and Amazon, they offer these middle of the night deliveries, et cetera.
Yeah.
Jordan wrote in and said, it's a next day air driver going to the hub in Sacramento.
Oh.
Now, I don't want to get too, first of all, geographical, nor do I want to get specific about where I'm driving at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
The question would still linger, where did the driver, get the truck from? Because I know where the hub is. We're nowhere near the hub. So where'd the truck come from? And there's no way, the hub, they would have had to drive way out of their way to get to where I was to then be heading to Mather, which is, I think, where the hub is for the next day air drivers. I think that's where they makes no sense. So that one, I appreciate it, but it just doesn't jive.
Could work for another truck going in a different direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, because no.
Because
they're nowhere near the hub. Why?
Oh, so, they had to start out.
Why does this person have the UPS truck?
Right. Unless it's Brandon's
thing that you're allowed to take him home overnight, maybe if you're a next day driver.
Maybe.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to probably steal a UPS truck. I don't know for sure because I have yet to even attempt. However, they always get out of the truck and they leave it running and they run and drop the packages off. I mean, it'd be easy to just go in that little side door and scurry away if you were such a criminal.
Look, Kyle, that occurred to me. What doesn't make sense to me is, in theory, such a truck jacking would have occurred yesterday during regular delivery hours. Why have I not heard about it? Why am I not getting it on my police scanner or anything like that? Okay, you know the answer now.
I think I know. This could be possible. They've left the hub, right? They've got they're loaded
the
up.
The UPS hub. Okay.
Right. So they're on their way and they've got some deliveries to do, but they have a little extra time. So they're going for a little hookup.
Oh,
again, that way.
I mean, again, so we expand the question to all delivery drivers, but specifically UPS drivers. Is the hub accessible? The hub where the trucks are, is it accessible 24 hours? And why would this truck be on the road in the middle of the night, 3:15 a.m., nowhere near the hub, and yet you could make a case it's heading towards Mather or downtown, yes, but how in the world did it get to where I am in a direction away from the hub, et cetera?
See, this is one of the problems of me being into true crime stories, because had this been me passing that, I would have been like, oh yeah, 911. There's kidnapping in there. There's human trafficking. There's something shady going on.
Absolutely.
Why is this here?
I would love to be the dispatcher on that call.
Yes.
911. What's your emergency? You saw a UPS truck on the road, and you're concerned because it's 3:15 in the morning. Okay. We'll get right on that as she just writes down.
You've been watching a lot of murder documentaries, haven't you, man?
Okay. Yeah. And I'll say to her, okay, yeah, all right, you mark this and remember weeks or months from now when you find said girl in that truck. I called you.
She's thinking, why haven't we heard about a stolen UPS truck?
It hasn't happened yet. Sometimes you don't know. You need
someone
to tell you.
They don't count the trucks at night? They don't know the truck was stolen yesterday?
Know, sometimes they get away with it for a few hours.
So they may
this could be the beginning.
They may be cheap to not put AC in the UPS driver trucks.
That's what we hear.
But are they investing in LoJack technology?
I thought it was put in all the trucks years ago, but I can't remember if it was UPS or one of the other ones.
All right, I've got a better hypothetical situation. I'm guessing it's a manager at a UPS hub who has access to the vehicles, and what they do is they take all the packages that were never claimed. So if their address is wrong on it or something, they probably have a pile of these I don't know what to do with packages.
Lost and
found. Then he probably takes the good ones, shakes them up, or the ones that smell like drugs, and then puts them in his car or his truck, and then drives off and goes and stashes them somewhere off a rural area and off the road.
Wow. So that is very convoluted.
Well, and that's what a terrible crime, because he's not even selling them.
Well, no, he's stashing them away, or he has a little hideout, or like a like a little mini garage that he keeps all of these extra things in for his goodies, and he goes back to it and opens up later. And it's in this rural part of town.
So if a package is just sitting around in like a lost and found area and it smells like drugs, they're just going to let it sit there?
I may or may not have a friend who used to work in a UPS hub and on board planes and tell me about situations.
All right.
All right.
If you are watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, after we do some jokes from the maggots, you will get the Dogwoods Resort canine cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up at the top of the hour, Brando?
We've got Tron, the unemployed, freeloading golden retriever, demanding pets in the morning. Mm-hmm. Becca, the shih tzu, gets some belly rubs while laying in the sun. And Waldo, the livestock guardian dog, and his goaty goats enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, goats on the canine cam, because we don't really discriminate. So if you have any videos recorded horizontally, email them rad@radradio.com. Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots. If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are, if you've got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com. Don't call, you can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
We start this morning with 14-year-old Athena.
Hey, girl.
You gotta have a little bit of background about this guy. See if this lands. Death has come to collect Beethoven's soul. Asked him if he would rather go to heaven or hell, and Beethoven replied with, "What?"
Oh, man. Yes.
Okay, good. All right. One of the most amazing stories in history. That's one of the best composers ever was deaf. Now, 9-year-old Lily's sister is stepping in for some reason today. So,
sweet.
7-year-old Clara.
Oh, my God.
Has this joke. Why did the beauty company add rice to their face masks?
Why?
To make them easier to peel off.
Oh,
nice. Pilaf.
I love pilaf.
Yeah. Oh, good. Big D has today's submission of dad jokes. Boy, did he bring it. I think he's on meth.
Oh, wow.
God. Is he losing weight, too?
Of all the things to go to.
I mean, he's really operating at a high level.
Oh.
So, meth. What is the most redundant job title?
What?
Mailman.
Right. Yeah.
What do you call a superhero with a bad sense of direction?
What?
Wonder Woman. Also redundant. All women wander. They have no sense of direction.
Where am I going? Where is it in relation to the Target?
Yeah, don't tell me northeast, southwest. I
God,
need to know.
Please don't. Okay. Left, right, up or down.
There you go. Yeah, sister.
Third street on the left.
Third street? No, I don't know where that is. I'm between first and fourth.
I was browsing at the tuxedo store. The owner kept hovering over me, so I told him to go away, and he said, "Fine, suit yourself." Why was Darth Vader referred to as Lord Vader?
Why?
Because the stormtroopers laughed when they called him Master Vader.
Master Vader.
Yeah, I have to go take a cool shower now.
My
shirt went in today.
I never heard that one before.
Do you have any socks I can borrow? I'm getting low.
Socks?
Yeah, socks.
You want some low socks, like some ankle socks?
Any sock will do.
Oh,
how about I some got tissues? Some, do you have any tissues?
Do you have issues that you need some tissues for?
Give me a goddamn towel.
What do you need a towel for? Are you all wet?
I finally got a hair down there, and I'm really experimenting.
Never heard you cuss before.
I didn't cuss. I said, "Goddamn, don't start with me,
ooh,
woman."
Oh, I'm gonna tell mom.
Let me tell you what I'm gonna do to your mom.
Yeah. What are you gonna do to her?
Oh, my.
So there's pictures I took of her online.
What pictures?
Yeah.
You took pictures?
Yeah.
You are a weirdo.
Whoa, he's gotten an edge to him.
Yeah, he does.
Back to Big D. I have a disease where I wake up at 8:50 every day. It's called tendinitis. Mr. T vandalized a gas station. I pity the fuel. I trained my dog to fetch a glass of red wine. It's a Bordeaux collie.
Nice.
Now, Dave has a couple of one-liner jokes for us. Dopey finally felt happy, and he got smacked for it. Pig.
Don't touch it.
Workplace violence.
Come on.
I have failed math so many times, I can't even count. All right, here's a fun. This is just a fun, innocent, harmless one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yay. No, it's not even that.
Okay.
It's, you know, overreactor Gigantus over here.
Oh, Gigantus.
Yes, you gigantically overreacted everything. It's not a size crack. Don't even start with me.
I wasn't taking it that way. I was like, really? Yes, I overreact that much?
Yes. Like now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you call a Chinese guy with a camera?
What?
Filming. All right, Ramon.
Hola.
Brandon's part Mexican.
Up until last week was sending in fat Rob jokes. But
yeah.
That ship has sailed.
It
so
has.
Yesterday he sent in really dumb Monday jokes, but I read them anyways because, you know, fill time. Today he's got some jokes for Kyle.
Yes!
God damn it.
Thank you, Ramon.
What type of cookie has an orphan never had?
What?
Homemade.
No!
Aw, that's so sad.
They're the best.
How do you know when an orphan is lying?
How?
When they swear they...
From
the top.
Take two.
How do you know when an orphan is lying?
How?
When they say, I swear on my mother's life.
Oh,
wow. How do you know she's alive?
These are from Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Breakups are never easy, so I just decided to be honest, and I said, your mustache is poking me all the time. When we kiss, when we have sex, when we cuddle, it's unbearable. The response I got was, and you're breaking me up? You're breaking up with me just for that? And I said, yes, Jennifer, I am. Took me forever to figure out a name for a woman that was gender specific.
Oh, yeah.
Don't write and tell me you know a guy named Jennifer. All right.
Oh,
seriously,
oh,
I don't have time.
It's like Dusty.
What does everyone love even though there's a turd in the middle of it?
What?
Saturday.
Ah, yes. The best turd of them all.
Spelling a Ratterday promo liner there. Okay. And these are from Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Two women are talking. The first says, my husband is 100% impotent. And her friend says, mine's 300% impotent. And the other asks, how is that possible? And the second says, the fool fell down the stairs and broke his fingers and bit his tongue.
Yikes.
Can't do anything to her.
What do you do? Just like rub your head on it?
Oh, you cheat. Now, this is a high degree of difficulty, kids. Don't try this at home on your podcast. I know you all have them, but trust me, this will get you in trouble unless you are a trained broadcasting professional like myself. Last one is, what is the nickname of the naval basketball team?
What?
The Dribbling Seamen. Yep.
Swab that up. Off the poop deck.
Oh, God.
I got that drip shot.
If you got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now. You'll win a free one-month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. New content dropping daily. The second episode of this season's Probcast today at noon. And the entire first season will all be posted on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You win that, and you're qualified for this Friday morning's grand prize drawing. Two of you will win a pair of tickets each. They're not just tickets, though. They're premium tickets. Ooh. That would be row 6 center stage to see Pete Davidson live Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. We're going to play you a clip from a movie. You have to tell us the title of the movie it's from. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie.
Hello, Sailor.
Droplets everywhere and no winner. Hi, big boy. 888-989-9811 for Master Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.